have your Bible, turn with us this morning to John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse 60. And the Bible says, many therefore of His disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying, who can hear it?" And when Jesus knew in Himself that the disciples murmured at it, He said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. And He said, "Therefore saith I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered Him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." I want to preach this morning for just a moment time, it's got to be my help, on the 666 disciples. 666 disciples. As we see here and we look in God's Word, this is the only place in the New Testament where we have chapter 6 and verse 66. And as we begin to see this, we begin to see how God, even in this, is showing us that 666. He said that was a mark of the beast, and that's a mark of man. It's a man and his man ways. But I'm thankful today that when God saves you and He moves into your heart, He takes out that man that you were, that woman that you were, that boy and that girl that you were, and He puts in a heart of flesh, takes out that old heart of stone, and gives you a heart of flesh, and helps us to be that God would want us to be in the day and hour we live. Ain't you glad today that we've got help in the Lord? I'm glad today, praise God, I don't have to trust in myself. I'm praise God that the Holy Ghost of God moved into my heart. And praise God, in March 1976, I ain't always been perfect, but praise be to God, I'm serving the perfect one. Amen. It's helping me, my heart. He's walking with me. He's guiding me every step of my way. Amen. If I just let Him and I just get out of the way, praise God, and let Him have His way. Oh, I tell you, what a joy it is to be a child of the King. Amen. I'm glad this morning for what I can feel in my soul. I'm glad for the help and the hope that I have. But as we look at this today and we see the Lord Jesus and He's ministering, and we see the Jews as they're coming up from Jewry, and they begin to murmur at the Lord. We see it over here in His Word that the Jews murmured against Him. We see in verse 41 of John chapter 6, He said the Jews then murmured at Him because He said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." Amen. They begin to wonder. They said, "How can He be that bread?" And the Lord begins to move upon that. He knows, hey, listen, He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows where me and you are in our life. He knows what we like and what we dislike. He knows whether we love Him or whether we don't love Him. He knows if we're trying to live for Him, and He knows if we're trying to live against Him. Amen. He knows. Praise God this morning. Ain't you glad He knows? You say, "Well, preacher, I wish He didn't know all about me." Hey, if He didn't know all about you, He couldn't be that ever-present help. But because He knows about you, praise God, He is that ever-present help this morning. Amen. That ever-present help He gives me and you. He's there with us, and He's there for us. But you know, I want you to see something here for just a moment. I believe Jesus created just a little crisis. Amen. He began to preach and He began to teach. He said, "I am the bread of life." Verse 28, He said, "The Father give you manna." He said, praise God, in the wilderness. But He said, "I'm that true bread." Amen. It comes down from heaven. Amen. He said, "I'm that bread of life." Praise God. That'll sustain you when you need sustenance for your body. He said, "I'm that hope." And He said, "He that eats this bread and drinks this cup," He said, "Hey, it's blood of bread." He said, "If you eat me and you drink me, what is He talking about?" He's talking about to take it in and to absorb the precious Lord Jesus. Amen. To absorb Him in our lives, to make Him a part of who we are. And He said, when we begin to do that, praise God, He begins to do marvelous things in our life. He begins to bring us to a place of spiritual awakening. Amen. To that newness of life, praise God, when we're quickened by the Holy Ghost of God. Praise the Lord. But in Bible's head, tells us this morning in the text that we read in your hearing. Said many, verse 60 says that many, therefore his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? So the Lord creates a little bit of a crisis here. And they say, wait a minute. What's he trying to say? I believe the Lord created a crisis. I believe he was trying to weed some out. You know, sometimes God just wants to weed us out. Show us where we stand with him. Help us to realize what's going to cut, whether we've got the goods or not. Amen. God wants you to, hey listen, God wants you to know this morning that you're saved, praise God, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. God don't want you to go around doubting your salvation. God wants you to realize the commitment that you've made. He wants you to have a know-so salvation. Amen. Hey, God loves you that much. He wants you to know this morning that you're a child of the King. He wants you to know, as we said about this, sung about this morning, that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, in the precious blood of Jesus. That blood's been applied to you. He wants you to know, amen. So he begins to weed out those that... See, there was some folks there, I believe, that were there, and they were there for the loaves and the fishes. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks in the world that we live in, today, Brother Aaron. Hey, they're there for the loaves and the fishes. They go to these big mega churches because they want the blessings. They want the things to pour out of. Praise God. They want to continue as they are. They want to live as they are. They want to continue to live in their sin and do the things that they want to do. But they want the blessings of God. They're wanting the loaves and the fishes. But God says, he began to weed them out. And he said, I wonder, hey, praise God, how many of them just want the loaves and the fishes? They just in it for what they can get. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks in this thing for what they can get. Amen. For the loaves and the fishes. Amen. I believe so. I believe in the day and hour we're living. There's a lot of folks just for the loaves and the fishes. Say, Lord, bless me and give me all that you can give me. And what are you going to give him back? I wonder what we're going to give him back, praise God. If he gives us all that we need, praise God, and in abundance, praise God, what are we going to give him back? We ought to have something to offer back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, he said there was some that could come for the loaves and the fishes. So he began to expose some things in verse 61. He said, when Jesus knew in himself that the disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? He said, are you offended at this? Because I say, hey, look at you. You got to take me into yourself. You got to make me a part of who you are. I believe today we're living in a world, praise God, and we're offended by that. As the brother was talking about, they want to kick God out of everything. They want to take him out of our military. Good God, help us. If there's ever a place that we need God, it's in our military. Amen. We're sending young men and women, praise God, into harm's way. And if there's any time they need the Lord, praise God, and help from him, from God on high, it's in the military. Amen. And now they're trying to take God out of our military. God help America. We're fixing to fall, praise God, just like Rome did. Hey, praise God, it ain't going to take nobody to conquer us. We're going to fall from the inside out. Amen. Amen. We're going to destroy ourselves. The Bible says that God raises up kingdoms and he brings them down. Amen. And when we turn our back on God as this great nation, this is still the greatest nation in the world. Amen. We have more freedom and liberties than anywhere. But praise be to God, when we turn our backs on God and we say, hey, we don't want you, nor we don't need you, nor we're going to do it our way, we'll get along okay. We're fixing to fall. Amen. Amen. We're fixing to be defeated. We're fixing to have a spiritual decline that this world can't afford. You know, we worry about our finances and we worry about the finance system, but praise God, we need to be worried about our spiritual souls, our spirituality in America. Amen. It's declining. People are falling away. Why? It's because of 666 disciples. That's a lot of our problem this morning. You'll see it, praise God, as we continue in this. You'll see those 666 disciples. And as Jesus said, he said, does this offend you? He said, are you offended by this? See what he was looking at? He was looking at their hearts. He was seeing into their hearts. And these fellas, they said, hey, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? He said, who can listen to this kind of stuff? He said, who can receive this kind of talk? Amen. You say, well, preacher, they shouldn't have been like that. Well, I want to say the world is like that today. Amen. When Jesus begins to speak, when this old blessed old book begins to speak to hearts, people still say, hey, that's a hard saying. Who can hear it? Amen. He said, what kind of talk is this? Don't you know I'm good at doing a good thing? Amen. I'm a doing it my way, Lord. I'm a getting by. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you're not getting by if you're getting by without the Lord. Right. Amen. We've got to have Him this morning. He's got to be on our side. Amen. You're either playing for Him or against Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He begins to expose some things in their life. In verse 62, He begins to explain some things. He said, these things that you're seeing, He said, are supernatural things. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, what if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before? Now, He begins to explain and say, hey, he said, what you're seeing, praise God, it's supernatural. Do you know everything about Jesus is supernatural? Amen. There's nothing common about Him. Hey, He's supernatural. He was supernatural, praise God. Everything about Him, His whole life was supernatural. Amen. His life, His birth was supernatural. Amen. His life, His birth was supernatural. His life was supernatural. He didn't live like any other man. He didn't live, hey, listen, youngins, He didn't live like any other boy or girl. Amen. He lived a perfect, sinless life in honor of God. Praise the Lord. He done that, praise God. He done that for me. He done that for you. He lived a supernatural life. Amen. And He done supernatural miracles. The miracles He performed, they were supernatural. Nobody had ever seen the like before. Only Jesus could perform that. Amen. Those miracles that He performed. The first one He done when He turned the water into wine. Amen. And then when they come up and the ruler took that drink, He said, hey, He said, you doing this thing in reverse. Said, usually you serve the best first, and in that's not so good later. But praise God, He said, hey, listen, it's that you're pouring up, praise God. It's the best I ever had. Amen. But I want to say what our Lord Jesus has got to give, praise God, in His miraculous way, it's the best you'll ever have. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It'll be that wine of joy and peace and happiness. It'll be that wine that'll get you out of your misery, get you to a place of help and hope. A place of encouragement this morning. Amen. The miracles. Even His death was a miracle. Amen. His death was a miracle. He hung on the cross and He gave up His life. He laid down His life. He did. He laid it down for me and you. And when He laid it down, Brother John, He took it back up. Amen. He got up on that day. And then His resurrection, a miracle. Amen. Every essence of the Lord's life, praise God, it was a miracle. I mean, it was a supernatural. Not only was His resurrection supernatural, but He said, hey, look, that coming ascension is proof of the incarnation. It's supernatural. He said, hey, look, whenever you see me go back, like Brother Rex taught this morning, when you see me go back to where I came from, amen. He said, I was there with the Father from the beginning, and the Father sent me, praise God, to you. And He said, I'm going back, but praise God, even in my ascension, it's supernatural. Amen. Proof of the incarnation. Proof that I come from glory. Amen. That I'm not from around here. Praise the Lord. He's a supernatural Lord. He's supernatural Savior this morning. Praise God. He's nothing common. Amen. He's supernatural. Amen. Hey, He's more Superman than Superman ever had a chance to be. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is more Superman than anything super we've ever seen. Amen. But He said, in verse 63, He said, it's more than supernatural. He said, it's more supernatural. And He explains the spiritual nature of things. He begins to expand upon the spirituality of it all. When He begins to lay this out, see, we can go back and we can remember when He spoke to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and verse 6. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. He said, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. He said, hey, listen, let me give you, it's a whole lot more than just being supernatural. He said, hey, it's something that's so out of this world. He said, it's the God and it's the Word of the God, praise God, that makes a living way. In verse 63, He said, is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. He said, that's what gives you life, praise God. He said, it's the Word, believing the Word, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said it wasn't about the body, praise God, that hung on the cross. It was about the trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ in every essence of His being. Amen. Accepting Him, praise God. Taking Him into yourself. Let me just say, they some old priest that's a passion out, and you go up to them and they're putting a little old wafer of bread on their tongue, and they're saying that it's the body of Christ. And they're literally ingesting the body of the Lord. I want to say that body won't do them no good. Amen. Even if it was the body of Christ, it wouldn't do them no good. Because He said it's not the body, praise God. He said, but it's the Spirit of the Word, the Spirit of knowing God, that changes that essence of quickening, that moves on your heart, that changes you from that you used to be to that you know you can be. Amen. He said, it's not that a body, praise God. He said, it's the flesh profiteth us nothing. He said, but the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He said, it's the very Word of God that we ingest, that we feed upon, that we learn to live by, praise God, that gives us life. And that life is in abundance. Amen. Great abundance, more abundance that we have in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He fills us, praise the Lord. Praise God. Hey, listen, what's He talking about? Talk about what Brother Rex talked about this morning in Sunday. If you missed that, boy, you missed the blessing. He's talking about that Spirit of God, praise God, that comes to you. He said, it is expedient for you for that I go away. Amen. He said, it's necessary that I go away. I got to go away. But He said, I'm going to pray the Father. He said, I'm going to make intercession for you, and He's going to send another Comforter. Amen. A Consoler, praise God, who's going to be with you and in you and help you. The Lord said, hey, He said, it's more than a body experience. He said, it's the Word of God, it's the Spirit of God making you alive, quickening you. That quickening Spirit. You know what I'm talking about this morning? You know that quickening Spirit of God that makes you alive? It makes you realize how magnificent God is. When people get up and sing the praises of God, He's just stirring down in your soul. Amen. Because you can hook up and you can relate. When the Word of God is preached, when the Word of God is taught, praise God, you can hook up and you can preach. You can be filled with the Spirit. Amen. To be being filled all the time, constantly, by the Word of God. Amen. Taking it in, gleaning out that goodness of God. Amen. As He pours it out upon us. The Lord say, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, but the words that I have spoken, I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. He said, it's not about the body, but He said, it's about the words that you believe and the Spirit of God that moves upon you when you believe. It makes the difference. If not, it's just a cold, dead something that don't amount to anything. But praise God, when that quickening Spirit moves in and He begins to move in your heart, He begins to help you. The Lord says, hey, it's supernatural. But He said, it's spiritual. Amen. It's a supernatural spirituality that moves in, it moves into your heart and moves you. It causes you to go in a different direction. It's the Lord's words are that life that He's giving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then notice verse 64. What He expected. What did the Lord expect? He said, there are some of you that believe not. He expected that. You know the Lord expects those, He expects some not to believe. He expects some that won't believe. I believe we're living in a world of unbelief today. He expects some not to believe. That's just the way it is. And you cannot convince them to believe. Amen? Because of their pride, because of the hardness of heart, who knows what it is? But they will not believe. But God expected that. The Lord expected that. For He said, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. Did you know there's betrayers of the Lord still today? There's those that would ridicule and put Him down. Oh, they would claim to be something. They would claim that they've got the knowledge. They know who Jesus is. They may sit in church pews every service. They know in their heart who Jesus is. They've heard the Word. They know the Scriptures. A lot of them can quote Scriptures more than me and you. They know them. But yet they don't believe them. You say, well, preacher, how could somebody know that much of the Word of God and still not believe? Because the hardness of their heart. Amen. Because the hardness of their heart, they don't believe. You see, there was two types of people that were following Jesus. He had two circles, if you will, of people that was following Him. He had the inner circle and He had an outer circle. Now these folks that was in this outer circle, now they were like most people today that's sitting in our baptism. They were interested. They come to see the show. They wanted to see what was taking place. They wanted to be in on all the gossip. They didn't want to miss nothing. Do you know folks like that? They're interested. They come. They're attracted by the miracles. They see the mighty work of God. They see the power in the house of God. They see the power on the people of God. You say, well, preacher, if they see all that, then they're saved. Really? I remember Simon, a certain sorcerer, who's seen it all. Yet he wasn't a believer. He asked for the power that they had. Because he wanted to fill his pocket with a little jingle. Amen? There's a lot of folks today that's in that outer circle. Folk that were impressed with the teaching. Amen? They said, hey, listen, this fellow teaches like nobody we've ever seen. Praise the Lord. Hey, he teaches with an amazing authority and not as the scribes. I mean, he's got some power and knowledge on him. And they say, hey, ain't this the son of Joseph? And hey, we know him. We mother and father, are they not here with us? They were interested in his teaching, interested in what he had to say. They were amazed at his authority. They were convinced. Hey, they were even convinced in their mind that he was the Messiah. Hey, this has got to be him. This has got to be the Messiah of God, the anointed of God. Who else could do the things that he could do? Who could be the things that he is if he wasn't the Messiah? They had a head knowledge. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks today sitting in our Baptist church that we've got a head knowledge of who he is. We know the power that he has. We know what he did. Amen. You believe Jesus was Jesus? Amen. You believe that everything the Bible says about Him is true? Amen. Either everything God says about Him is true or He's the biggest fake and phony that ever was. But you know some great men down through the ages for over 2,000 years has tried to disprove it, tried to find one fault in Him, and they have to stand like Pilate at the end and say, I find no fault in Him. Amen. So I can't find one thing that disproves who He said He was and what they said He did. Amen. Ain't you glad of that this morning? Praise God that He is the precious Lamb of God that take away the sins of the world. So these people had the interest. They were attracted. They were amazed at the authority. They were convinced in their minds that He was the Messiah God. But there was something about this outer circle. They had made no real life transforming faith, energizing, heartfelt commitment to Christ. Amen. Did you get that? I want to say, praise God, those are all essences of a child of the King. Let me give you those one more time. Life transforming, faith energizing, heartfelt commitment to Christ. I want to say, praise God, when you make that commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, something changes in you forever. You become a new creature, a new creation in Christ. You say, well, can you do the things you used to do? Not if they're at, but beyond the will of God. Amen. Not if the Holy Ghost of God begins to show you that they're wrong. You can't do it. Amen. God will convict your heart. If He don't, then you're not His. Amen. God move in your heart. But there was an outer circle that were unbelievers. Amen. And Jesus, hey, in verse 65, He said, hey, something has to take place to change you and bring you out of that unbelief. Something has to happen in you, praise God, and it's called a spiritual renewing. Amen. In verse 25, He said, therefore said I unto you, that no man could come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. He said, hey, listen, He said, there's a spiritual calling. There's a spiritual awakening, praise God. When the Holy Ghost of God begins to deal in your heart and begins to touch your life and begins to reveal to you that you're lost and on your way to hell. That you have no hope and no help within yourself. But that there's a man called Jesus. Amen. Praise God that went to the cross and lived a sinless life and paid a price for you that you could go free. Praise the Lord. He said when there's a spiritual awakening, a spiritual renewing, if you will, a renewing of the mind where you say, hey, listen, I can't, but He can. Amen. Then He begins to move in you and through you. And praise God, He begins to do that work that you couldn't do within yourself. But these 666 disciples, the Bible says from that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Amen. They not only ceased to follow Him, but they gave up what He had given them. I believe they 666 disciples all over this country tonight. Amen. That's not only turned their back and walked away from Jesus, but they walked away from everything they ever knew about Him. God help us today, young, not to be 666 disciples, but to follow Christ in that newness of life, that newness, praise God, that He gives us day by day, the strength, praise God, that He has, that internal strength that He gives to men and women, boys and girls, praise God, through the Holy Spirit of God, to stay faithful to the Lord, to keep that walk of faith, to not to be swayed to the left or to the right, but to stay the course. He said, they went back. What'd they do? They went back to that old way of life. Hello? How many people do you know this morning, praise God, that's got in, it's made a profession, but now they're back in that old way of life? You know what they were? They were outer circle disciples. They were 666 disciples. Amen? They were disciples as long as it was convenient to man. Amen? I believe there's a lot of disciples out there today, as long as it's convenient, they'll follow Jesus. As long as it's convenient. But let something come up where it's inconvenient. Amen. When it's time to go to church house and you've got something planned, you know, we got a birthday we got to celebrate. So we can't go down, you know, the house of the Lord because we've got to, that birthday's more important. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we get sidetracked very easy, don't we? Amen. But he said those that was in that inner circle, those that were close to Jesus, those that had made that commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me this morning? Those that were in that, they weren't 666 disciples. I want to say 666 disciples are easily dissuaded. They say, hey, you know, this is a hard saying. How can we hear it? How can we listen to this? He said, you know, it interferes with our way of life. You know, it's telling us that what we're doing is wrong. Hello? It's showing us that we're in error, that we're going the wrong direction, that we've missed the mark. What are we going to do with it? You know, the Bible says that we need to repent. Amen? That we repent, we get away from that mess and we do what's right. Why don't we want to do what's right if we know? Amen? But he said, hey, listen, so there was an outer circle, but he said they was an inner circle. And the Bible says, and then Jesus, then verse 67, the Bible says, then said Jesus unto the 12. Now just envision this, if you will. Now Jesus goes out and he's preaching, he's telling, but he said, hey, listen, if you want to have that bread alive, that bread that come down from heaven, he said, you got to take me in. Amen. He said, you got to allow me to be a part of who you are. He said, you got to ingest me, you got to feed upon me, you got to take my word. You got to take my word so that you can have newness of life. So that you can have life and life in abundance. And a whole bunch of the crowd, that outer circle, they just begin to dissipate. They just begin to go away. And they say, this is too hard. Who can receive it? Who can hear it? I believe there's a whole lot of folks today that's in that outer circle. Amen. When it gets down to where we live. And we don't want to give up those things, those pet sins that we got. Amen. Those little pet sins that we have. You say, well, preacher, it's just a little thing. If it's sin, it's sin. It don't matter if it's little or big. There's no such thing, praise God. Sin is sin. But they started going away because they didn't want to listen to God. They didn't want to do what was right. Amen. So the Lord, as they dissipate out, I can just see this in my mind's eyes. They just kind of start drifting away. And then the Lord sees the disciples, and maybe they've gathered up there in a little cluster. And he says, hey, fellas. Verse 67, he said, will ye go away also? So are you going to leave also? And old Peter, He steps up and he said, Lord, Master, amen. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? He said, who would we go to, Lord? He said, Thou hast the words of eternal life. He said, hey, you've got the words of life and that eternal. He said, who can we go to that can give us that? Who can we go to today, youngs, that can give us words of eternal life? Amen. If we realize, praise God, eternal life is what we have to have, or we end up in eternal death. I want to say, praise God, like we preached, I believe, last week, hell is real. Hell is just as eternal as God is and heaven is. People really go there. If you don't believe me, ask that rich man. He went there, and Jesus told about it. It was real. It wasn't a story. It was real. Amen. And that rich man went there, and he's still there today, over 2,000 years later. He's still there in hell, lifting up his eyes, being in torments. And Peter says, Lord, who could we go to but you? You've got the word of eternal life. You show us the way to eternal life. But that's not long. Now he has the right, Peter has the right answer. Amen. And he says, and we believe and are sure. See, that's where we need to be today. We need to believe and be sure. Paul told him, he said, hey, make your call and election sure. Make sure that you know, praise God, that you're a child of the King. That you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and death, burial, and His resurrection, that He's sitting at the right hand of the Father for you. Amen. Amen. Peter says, we believe and are sure. See, these was in that outer circle. They were in unbelief. They didn't want to change their ways in order to become believers. I want to say this morning, praise God, a believer changes their ways to line up with God. We don't change God. God changes not. He's immutable. He does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wait a minute. That makes Him eternal. So all through eternity, world without end, God's going to be the same. So He's not changing His mind. So you mean the lifestyles that we're living aren't okay? God didn't change His mind about the sodomite? No. God is the same yesterday, today, forever. Praise God, He changes not. He's still the same today. He still thinks of sin. Sin's still sin today. But He said, hey, listen, so there's an inner circle. And they said, hey, listen, Lord, we know who You are. We believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the anointed one of God. He said, we know that You came from God. You're the one. He said, You're the Messiah. You're the one we've been looking for. Now listen to what He says. The Son of the living God. Not only are You the one that we've been looking for, You're the one that we're looking to. Because You're the very Son of the living God. Amen. He said, that inner circle, they had the right answer. I wonder, praise God, if God began to answer. I wonder today how many folks are sitting in our pews today are 666 disciples. That when the Word begins to touch our hearts, when the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God tries to quicken us and make us alive and renew us, we turn a deaf ear and we go our own way. But our way is not God's way. Amen. What we need to do, praise God, we don't want to... Hey, listen, I wonder how many folks sitting in our pews today are 666 disciples. You say, preacher, what does that make us if we're 666? It makes you one that's going to go away. It's going to make you want to go back to the way you were. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back to what I was. Amen. I don't want to go back to what I used to be. I want to go on to what God would have me to be today. I don't want to be a 666 disciple. I don't want to be caught up in self. But I want to be caught up in my Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say, hey, I believe and I'm sure that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I know that You're my Savior, my Deliverer, my Counselor, my Help, the Lord of my life. Why? Because I know that I believe that You are that Christ. Do you believe this morning that He's that Christ? Is He the Lord of your life today? As we see these things, I ask you, what about those six disciples? They went away. They were so easily dissuaded. Amen. Instead of changing their lives, modifying their life to fit into God's plan, they chose to go the way that they wanted to go. But that's not what's pleasing to God. God says, I've got a new and a better way. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9, He said, I've got a new and a better way. And that's the Jesus way. These disciples, it's inner circle. They said, Lord, where else could we go? Where else could we go? He said, you've got the very words of eternal life. I want to say today, praise God, the Lord is that life. And He's life eternal. Amen. There is eternal life today. Just like there's eternal death. Can you imagine to die and die and die and die and never be annihilated? There's some folks that preach today and say, well, preacher, if you die and you're lost and you go to hell, said you just go down there and you burn up and after just a little bit, you're gone. No. That's not what happens. So you die and you go to hell and you're in torments forever throughout eternity. You know, how long is hell going to be? Hell's going to be just as long as heaven's going to be. Amen. Hell is just as real as heaven, and hell's going to be there just as long as heaven's going to be there. And heaven's going to be there throughout all eternity. Amen. Throughout all eternity. Because God is an eternal God. He would, in order for heaven to go away, God would have to cease to exist. And it ain't happening. But this morning, praise God, if we just truly choose to be a disciple of the Lord, one of the inner circle, amen, one of those that's close to the Lord, those that believe. He said, I know there's a whole bunch that's not going to believe. There's a whole lot of folks in the world that's not going to be followers of Christ. They're all around us. They're in our own families. They're going to die and slip off into eternity, lost without God, forever and ever and ever. But God, yet you know God don't want that this morning. Jesus came that souls wouldn't perish, but it all should come to repentance. Amen. He didn't want to see one person perish, but that they would all be saved. He came this morning so that you could be saved, so that you could have that blessed hope. But this morning, in order to have that blessed hope, we can't be 666 disciples. We can't get caught up in self and the world following after that. We have to be followers of Christ. We have to be disciples of Christ.